Here, I'm going to give you the first crack at this, John. Don't take offence.
All right, mate.
In clinical medical order, put these in order of a 1, 2, 3. How does it work? Imbecile, idiot, moron. The actual clinical terms, how does it work? 1, 2, 3. How would you do it if you... Okay, in 1, 2, 3. So, imbecile, idiot, moron. Put them in their correct order, ladies and gentlemen.
Moron, number 3.
Well, I'm afraid you're out already. Oh. Okay, there you go. Now, hold, what do you reckon? Idiot, imbecile, moron. What is the order of those?
Idiot... imbecile, moron.
She's absolutely right. Oh. Yeah, I don't know if it's good or bad to know that, Hol. First crack out of the box, Holly got it. Yeah, that's the way it runs, yes. The 3-2-1 is. You see, if you're an idiot, you can go up to an imbecile and say, you jerk. And similarly, the imbecile spends all his life looking for a moron to say, oh, boy, you think. Yeah, that's the way it works. Number 3, idiot. Number 2, imbecile. And number 1, clinical phrase for someone who's dopey, is a moron. So there you go, that's the way that works. Just on the next page of that, in this invaluable book that you've been hearing from all week, is the hippopotamuses sweat red sweat. When they sweat, it's red.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty cool, isn't it?
Wouldn't help in real life, would it? In for human beings. Think about it, the good lady wife. And where I've been, you see, is red sweat pouring down your face.